Midnight by Josephine Cox. Read by Mike Rogers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Disturbed from her sleep, Molly shifted across the bed to him.
"Wake up, Jack, I'm here. You're safe now."
Wrapping her arms about him, she kept him close. Lost in the darkness, Jack heard her faraway call. Beneath his body, the earth was soft and pliable. He was not alone, though. Something else was here. Something shocking. He heard Molly calling, and he knew instinctively she was his only way back.
"I've got you," she promised. "I won't let anything hurt you."
With each crippling nightmare, Molly was there for him.
"I have you safe, Jack," she murmured. "I won't let you go."
For as long as he could remember, Jack had fought his demons. They were always there, in his sleep, in his dreams, always in the darkness. Hazy, shifting shadows, hiding in the moonlight, and all around him a sense of evil, and the eyes, cold, unmoving. He could hardly breathe. He had to go back. He needed to get away from here. He could hear Molly calling still. He knew she would save him. But for how long? So many times he'd escaped, only to be drawn back, time and again, to this.